From deep within a bunker at the WCBE Megaplex studio, it's Craft. I'm Doug Dangler. Today, part two of an interview with Maureen Metcalf, local businessperson and author.
I'm Grace Hardwick. With us today, we have Maureen Metcalf discussing her newest book titled Innovative Leader's Guide to Transforming Organizations. So I was reading through the guide and I could definitely relate to some things and topics, and I'm only 22. And so I was just wondering what your audience was. Was it meant to be broad like that, like 22 to 45 or anything? Because I could relate to it. So
Thank you. I'm delighted that you could relate to it. I've used it in graduate school. So some of the students in the classes are early 20s, mm-hmm. and some people are in their 40s. So it is intended for a broad audience. At a younger or earlier stage in my career, I would think of it as, here's the path I want to develop. At a later stage in my career, it should help me understand how I need to evolve and also how I need to relate differently than I used to folks early in their career and later in their career.
So do you like writing? What made you sit down and write the book?
There are a couple things. One is looking for a textbook for the MBA classes I teach. I couldn't find anything that was quite right. There are great books out there, mm-hmm. so not minimizing that, but not exactly where I was trying to go. Because my contribution to the field is really pulling from a lot of leading-edge theories, and yet as a professor, that means that I'm encouraging people to read 10 textbooks, and that's not helpful.
Yeah.
So one was for the class, and then the other is working with my adult clients. Again, how do I help them look at the portions that they need across a range of books? And so it seemed like the best way to do that was to write my own.
Is it fun for you? Is it relaxing? Or is it like something just, oh, I gotta get this done, gotta go to work?
It's not relaxing.
It's not
relaxing. what I find is it is physically exhausting, and I don't know why, because I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm.
It exhausts me in a way that no other work does. So I'll have spent last week, and I was working on one of the online workbooks,
okay.
Probably spent 6 hours on a Sunday, and felt like I had run a marathon.
It's not the first thing you want to do on a Sunday. No.
Especially not a nice, sunny Sunday.
Right.
It's good winter work.
What was the most challenging thing about writing these books?
Probably editing and re-editing,
yeah.
and then getting
That's
feedback.
What I heard. Most interesting?
Most interesting was also getting the feedback, probably. So after I got done writing, I sent it out to several folks who I really respect in the community, from partners at Accenture to CEOs to project managers. And that broad range of feedback really helped me see my work through the range of lenses of people who would use it, including graduate students.
Right.
So I used the draft for a couple years in my graduate class and had grad students as their independent study actually take the book and test it and see how effective it was for them.
So there's been a progression from books to workbooks to online content. How has the content evolved?
So let me start with why we shifted.
Okay.
I wrote this book and I was so excited about the content, especially this idea of developmental levels. And I so wanted people to read it. What I found was in working with clients, what they really wanted was send me a template and an example of it filled out. I don't have time to read these books.
Right.
So kind of bummer for me that I spent the time writing them. And then what I found even with some clients is a worksheet that they can fill out with an example is also too much. So
simplified more. To the online version.
So really the question was, if we want people to not only read the book but do the exercises to become more effective as a leader, they need to consistently fill out the worksheets over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we shifted from paper workbook and ebooks to a platform that emailed them a small message about the length of a blog post every week. And the intent is 15 to 30 or 45 minutes to read it and fill out the worksheet. And it's about a 40-week program.
I really appreciate you coming in to talk today. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Grace.
For more information on Maureen Metcalf, visit craftheshow.com. And I'll leave you today with our question of the week. If you read something before you fall asleep, does it impact the way you sleep? You can leave your comments at craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Be creative.